Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Nick Zarley. I am the college pastor at LifePoint Mount Vernon. I want to remind you of a few things that we talked about this past Sunday. We were covering the movie Frozen, and we were reminded of the major theme in Frozen, which is love thaws a frozen heart. And it's not cheap love, where we are fully loved but not fully known, but a deep love, as Tim Keller points out, where we are fully known and truly loved. And that's the love that we are loved by God. We learned that the love of God is eternal, it's loyal, it's steadfast, it's the hesed love. It's the love that we've been looking for and that our hearts long for. And it's a love that we are to share with everyone else. In our passage, we took that 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 21, and there were several major themes in there. The one is that God is love, as we just mentioned. It's his nature. It's a communicable attribute of his character, and so we can see it. And in John 4, he says that, 1 John 4, he says that God's love has been made manifest. And what Martin Lloyd-Jones said was that it is to be plain and clear, and that God himself has made his love plain and clear, that before the foundations of the world, he predestined for us to be adopted as sons and daughters, and his love was on display in the person and work of Jesus Christ, that we see his love and justice meet at the cross. We see his hatred for sin and his love for us, that he would give and he would send his one and only son so that you and I would be called sons and daughters for those of us who would believe. And we are grateful for that eternal life. And what happens is that when we are loved by God, the text said in verses 10 and 19 that God first loved us. And so we are to love God and love others, that it flows out of our heart because of the love that he has for us. We are to return that love towards him and abide in him and in his love. And he abides in us. And that equips us and empowers us to go and to love others. And one of the major points that we wanted to stress yesterday was just answering the question, because in 1 John, John discusses that God's love is perfected. And we discussed that that word perfected doesn't mean perfect, like without error, holy, or it doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that God's love was imperfect before, but that word actually means that it's finished or it's completed. And so what we discovered was that God's love is completed when we see that he loved us, his enemies, who were once alienated and hostile towards him, and separate from him and dead in our trespasses and sins, that he loved us and made his love clear to us in the person and work of Jesus Christ. And so because of that, we are to go and to love not only friends and family, because that's easy, but to love even those who hate us and love those who are difficult to love and those who aren't always, it's not convenient to love them, because God's love is unconditional and it's not out of convenience. And so our love should model the same thing. And so God's love is finished or completed when we see that he has loved us, his enemies, and made it clear, and that you and I are to go and to love friends, family, and our enemies to demonstrate the love of God and what he has for the world. We also discussed that in John 3:16, we see the very answer to the question that God so loved the world, and that message of John 3:16, as Dwight Moody says, it melts frozen hearts. And for a moment, let's stop and let's pray together, and we'll kind of pray for this message and just asking God to help us to love as he has loved us. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you so much for this word. We thank you for the conviction of the Holy Spirit that would lead us to understand our lostness and the pursuit that you have, that you've come after us, that you have rescued us, that you have redeemed us. And it's not based on any of our abilities or how well we do things, but it's solely based on the love of the Father, by that he has loved us from all eternity. And that he has made that very clear in the person and work of your life, your death, and your resurrection. I pray, Father, that you would help us to love as you have loved us, that it wouldn't be out of convenience or when things are lined up just right, but that we would go and we would pursue our friends, our family, and those who are inconvenient and those who hate us. Help us, Father, to do that. We desperately need you, because we certainly cannot do this on our own. But I pray that as we go, we would seek out opportunities to demonstrate the love that you have for us. And in doing so, people would come to know you as Lord and Savior. Please help us. It's in your name we pray. Amen.